Starting the beginning of next year, all new Braille materials in the U.S. will be printed in an updated Braille code called Unified English Braille. This has been a long time coming. All other English-speaking countries have already adopted it, and the standard code used before was becoming more and more outdated. At the New York State School for the Blind in Batavia, instructors like Diane LeClaire have been trying to prepare their students for the eventual switch.
We're giving them the tools, and I think that's what we're really about. We want to give them the tools to be successful out there.
But they're not getting a whole lot of help on the state level. For example, even though this switch is supposed to be happening on a national level, no one's really sure how state tests are going to work after January. The New York State Education Department hasn't been clear about what code the region's exams will be in, and a spokesperson says they're still reviewing the transition. So, at the School for the Blind, they're trying to prepare students for anything. But there aren't that many education materials in Unified English Braille, sometimes called UEB.
The biggest thing is going to be probably the incredible amount of Braille materials that are currently Brailled already, that will have to be rebrailed and changed over to the UEB.
To compensate, LeClaire and her colleagues are making their own learning materials, books, worksheets, and curriculums, all on these big Braille printers.
I think that's the final goal for us, is having our kids UEB ready.
Not all instructors are concerned about making the switch. Ann Parsons is a private tutor. She teaches adult students that are losing their vision. And some of them are deafblind, which has its own set of challenges. So Parsons says introducing them to a different code right now would do more harm than good.
I felt that to worry them with the differences between the UEB and the standard Braille would just confuse them. So I'm teaching standard code at the moment.
Parsons is a Braille reader herself who's been using the same familiar feeling code her entire life. She says she personally has no intention of switching, and she doesn't have to make sure her students pass a state test. At the School for the Blind, LeClaire says it's about more than just an exam. She wants her students to be competitive when they leave school. A study from the National Federation for the Blind from 2010 shows less than 10% of people who are visually impaired use Braille. In a world where your technology can talk to you, how important is it to know this sometimes cumbersome code that's expensive to teach? LeClaire says, for her at least, it's very important.
Those students who have become employable and have maintained their employability have been the high-functioning Braille-using students. And I think they realize that, you know, Braille is a necessity. It's literacy.
LeClaire says she hopes Unified English Braille will lead to an uptick in Braille literacy. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.